Hello? My name is Carlos. Hi. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind? Share your opinion. I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
How long will this survey take?
It's going to take about 7 minutes, the most. Yeah, I'll speed it up. If you be
okay.
So kind, share your opinion. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
I am, and nobody here works for the media, to your first
Thank
question.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Definitely, probably, 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. I know, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
I am 59.
Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, moving right
sure.
along. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? A white Caucasian, black African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian?
White.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Now, thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction?
Was very satisfied, satisfied. What was after satisfied, below it?
Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
I would say I am satisfied.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress most focus on. For each one, sir, I want you to rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you personally to have them focus on. Use a 10 as the most important and 0 if not important at all. The issue of raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations. So what number?
8.
Okay, and cracking down on illegal drugs?
8.
And fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
8.
And lowering rent?
6.
Okay, and protecting democracy and our voting rights?
9.
And funding for mental health services?
8.
And protecting abortion rights?
9.
Okay. And improving K-12 education?
7.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Moving right along. Sir, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100 now. And which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. You may use any number. And if you have no opinion or never heard the person or organization, please say so. J.D. Vance, from 0 to 100.
30.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress, what number?
50.
Okay. And, I'm sorry, Ron Wyden?
60.
And Janelle Bynum?
No opinion.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
30.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
10.
And Kamala Harris?
20.
Thank you. And Republicans in Congress in general?
40.
Okay. And MAGA Republicans?
10.
Okay. And, I'm sorry, Lori Chavez Derrimer?
30.
Thank you. Now, moving right along. I know it's still a long way off, but what if the chances, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for a Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat, Janelle Biden, or Republican, Lori Chavez Derrimer?
The Democrat.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez Derrimer now, but what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez Derrimer, or a small chance? Just a very slight chance, or not chance at all, that you might support her?
I'd say a fair chance.
A fair chance. Thank you. And now, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job, the way that Lori Chavez Redimir is handling her job as your member of Congress at Senate Auctions?
I would say, somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. And I want to read you a little bit more about information about the two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Biden and Lori Chavez Redimir. Serving the House since 2016, Janelle Biden is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our communities safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. In Congress, she will stand up to extremists and both sides to deliver for Oregon families. Now, the other candidate. As a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Derrimer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you didn't. But let me ask you once again, sir. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Janelle Biden or Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer? Are you undecided? Please say so.
Still undecided.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience, sir. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Janelle Biden. Can you please rate each statement, sir, on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very convincing reason to support Janelle Biden for Congress, and 0 means it's not a convincing reason to support Janelle Biden at all, okay? Any number. First statement, Janelle Biden Janelle Biden hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of four and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children cannot afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they needed to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. How convincing is that statement for you to support her from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you. Now, Janelle Biden is sick of what is happening to our neighborhood and the bipartisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for measures 110 and thought it was had a good intentions, but she has seen how distrustful has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. For 0 to 10.
8.
Okay. And Janelle Biden is not your standard Democrat, and it doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games, and she's going to Washington to change its ways because it's no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. What number? 0 to 10.
7.
Okay. And Jenny Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue after Roe versus Wade and May, Roe versus Wade was overturned. She has sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women had the same rights they did when Roe was still a law. In Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban for 0 to 10. What number?
9.
Thank you. Now, sir, sometimes over the course of the service, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez Redimir?
Can I say undecided?
Yes, of course. Let's move on. Even though you say you are undecided, if you have to decide, which candidate would you lean toward, Janelle or Lori Chavez? Or still undecided?
Still undecided.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you real quick some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Derrimer. Can you please tell me how much of one of these statements or issues troubles you about supporting, let's say for the sake of argument, you're not required to read verbatim, I know you're still undecided, but if you support her for Congress, will those kind of comments will make a great deal of doubts for you? Quite a bit, just a bit, or not at all. Okay, here's the first one. Lori Chavez de Romero opposes a woman's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and supports a national ban on abortion that will override Oregon's law. She doesn't trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decision, putting all of us at risk. Does that concern you? Not at all, just some, quite a bit, great deal. Any doubts? Oh, that raised any doubts on your support for her?
Would raise some doubts, and that concerns me quite a bit.
Okay. Now, too many of us are working harder and harder, and yet are still struggling to get ahead, while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problem. Lori Chavez de Ramirez is not bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with extremists and her party who killed a bipartisan bill that will have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it will help Biden. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians like Lori. Any concerns about your support for Ms. Chavez Redimir with this statement? Not at all, just some, quite a bit, a great deal.
Quite a bit.
Thank you, sir. Now, to finish this up, let me ask you once again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Redimir? Or still undecided?
Still undecided.
Understood. Though you don't lean to any of them, right? At all?
Well, yeah, I guess after this, I'd want to do some of my own research. But after what you've shared with me, I might be leaning towards the Democrat a little bit.
Yeah, lean Janelle. Okay, thank you. And that's very smart. And still have, a long time for now. Now, sir, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, but what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduation, college graduate, postgraduate?
College graduate.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, or divorced?
Married.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, are you, as any member of your household, a member of a union or employee association, yes or no?
No. No, I'm sorry. My wife is.
Okay. Thank you. So applies to someone in the household. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Do you recall?
Biden.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, very much. This concludes our survey. I appreciate your patience on the line. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, I don't mind, you've been pleasant and I don't mind helping you out. I'm just kind of curious. I typically don't respond to these surveys, but I had time this morning, so I did. Is it shared with other, survey people that, hey, you should call this guy because he responded to the survey?
As a matter of fact, you know, for this, survey, once you conclude the survey, your number is being removed from our system. But remember, there's other companies doing surveys, you know, for ABC, CNN.
Sure.
We actually don't know who the client is, but we do a lot of surveys for, like, universities, you know. We work a lot with universities and institutes. Yeah, like okay. I say, it was just a study. I appreciate your patience, sir. It's been a pleasure, okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Yes, sir.